The attribute to come to a completion in understanding and appreciating Torah, corresponding to the 28th day of Sfiras HaOmer, is Ahuv, that he is beloved. And the commentaries explain that there are two aspects. First and foremost, a person has to be careful to make sure that he is beloved to Hashem. It's not enough that he loves Hashem, but from that he should come to act in a way that Hashem will come to love him by keeping the mitzvahs and doing what he learns in his Torah. And second, which is another way of his making sure that Hashem loves him, is to make sure that he's beloved by other people, that he does what's right, he talks nicely and befriends them and doesn't chastise them too sharply, and so on and so forth. Which brings us to the sphere of the day, Malchus Shebenetzach, the kingdom within the eternity. The idea being that if a person really wants to conquer his evil inclination in a service to Hashem, then the proper way to do that is to focus on Hashem's kingdom, kingship, and realize that we are servants to Him and our entire lives are therefore a service to Him. And we have to focus on that. And if we focus on that, just like a slave is, or a servant, is always focused on doing what his master wants, what the king wants, so too we will always be focused on doing what Hashem wants from us. Furthermore, when it comes to our conquering our evil inclination, like we know, the sages teach us, if it was just up to us, there's no way we'd be able to overcome it. It only comes through with the help of Hashem. That being the case, we have to turn to the one who has the ability to help us, the king who has all, and we have to pray to him and ask him to help us. As far as between us and our fellow man, a person should be careful to pray for our fellow man to help them overcome their evil inclination. And furthermore, we should make sure that they're happy, because when a person is sad, a person is depressed, that can lead him to the deepest places, to places of no return, and the evil inclination can overpower him very easily. Therefore, if we see somebody who's getting sad and isn't as happy as he should be, we should try to strengthen him and bring him about that he should be able to conquer his evil inclination.